G'day folks, here we are back again. It's about 3 hours later, and as you can probably hear, we are now inside the house. I've taken the meat out of the smoker. It looks okay, and certainly smells good. So what we'll do is I'm going to give it a good douse in Worcestershire sauce. Oh, I should say what I've done. I've put the meat into a roasting pan now, and I have surrounded it with potatoes, carrots, and chopped celery. There we go. And now, giving it a good splash of Worcestershire sauce. Now what I'm going to do is pour in a carton of liquid beef stock. There we go. Now we need some wine. And I think we might put a bit of water in as well. Wine in. I'm just using a cheap red wine. Some water. Probably almost enough. Okay. Now, last thing we're going to do is get some of the rub that I made up earlier. The Jeff's Naked Rub from www.smoking-meat.com. As I said in part one of this boo, the site is run by a guy called Jeff Phillips, and it's a great little resource for anyone interested in learning about smoking meat. He's got a nice little audio course there. Or e-course rather, that it's in PDF, but it has an MP3 which goes along with it that you can have a listen to. So I've covered the meat and the potatoes in some of the rub mixture. I'll put a bit more up this end. Hello, Abby Cat. Right. So now that's ready to go in the oven, and I'll pop that in the oven for probably about an hour and a half, and then we'll see what it's like. What we're hoping for is that the vegetables will be soft and the meat will be sort of, I guess, what you would term fall apart tender. So we'll come back in a couple of hours and let you know whether it worked.